You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. This is Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. I understand still many of you back east are without power. Hopefully you are receiving radio or are able to listen to us from your homes. I understand it is very, very cold, very chilly. I'm actually understanding that Halloween had to be postponed, between the snow and the lack of power and it being dark. So, hang in there. A lot of warnings have been sent out. We understand if the power is out, you can't heat up your home. And we don't want you running your generators in your garage because of carbon monoxide buildup or leaving your oven on all day. Carbon monoxide, you need to be very, very concerned with that. You know, if you can, we definitely want you to go to a friend's home or go to a motel or hotel, someplace that's warm, because we don't want you hurting yourself. I remember whenever I had power outages, I would think to myself, well, why don't I stick, you know, my blanket or clothes in the dryer, heat it up, and then I'd wrap myself in it. All right, so what I would do is I would kind of stumble over to the dryer, and then I'd realize that the dryer wouldn't work because there's no power either. We over here, I mean, I'm on the West Coast. We don't appreciate what we have as much as we should, but you guys seem to get the worst of the brunt of the winter storm and of the power outages. So, again, hang in there, be safe, and let me know how you're doing if you can. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. A lot to talk about on today's show. I want to talk about how scientists have been able to make a protein that's very common in human blood just out of rice. Okay, now if they're able to do this one building block of blood, all right, or a very, very important component of blood, you can just imagine the ramifications. So pretty, pretty cool stuff. I also want to talk about how a couple wouldn't take their dying newborn to the hospital, but did some praying and healing oils, and the baby died. So they've actually been sentenced to prison. So we need to talk about that. Also, I want to talk about the 7 billionth baby being born. And what does that mean for us? I mean, where's our population going? All right. I mean, I'm glad the baby was born. I'm glad it's great. But, boy, our population is booming. So, of course, and I want to hear from you at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Of course, you can reach me on my website at drdahlia.com. And, of course, please follow me on Twitter. Now, it's interesting because so many people are claiming that they gave birth to the 7 billionth baby. Okay, right now, Danica May Camacho, right, who was born in the Philippines, has been named the 7 billionth baby. But apparently there's babies in Korea, St. Thomas, in London at St. Thomas Hospital is being hailed at the 7th billionth child. I mean, that's great. You know, we were, I believe, 6 billion just 12 years ago. And now we're at 7 billion. And, of course, it's not going to take another 12 years. It's going to probably take, I bet, another 5-6 years to get to 8 billion people. So population is on the rise, all right? It is. Population is on the rise. Even though we think it isn't because of the recession and more women working with many of these other countries, the population is on the rise. Now, of course, there's concerns about how to feed everybody. There's concerns about health care. I mean, for example, you know, we all seem to compare our health care system and what it could be to that of Great Britain, and how Great Britain can do it and how Canada can do it, being a socialized health system. And more we're seeing articles of issues where they're just having trouble paying for it all. All right. The more people you add to the mix, all right, there's only X amount of money. And if you print more money, that's just going to deflate the value. So, I think it's great that we have medical management now where people live longer and we have more babies being born healthy. That's wonderful. But I think we all have to realize that we're not going to be able to be spoiled later, and we're going to be really needing to cut costs or figure out how to make medicine cheaper. Now, I keep bringing up the Affordable Health Care Act because I'm a doctor, Okay, that's, you know, what I do. I could bring up other political news, and, you know, and I will. I want to also talk about Herman Cain and the sexual harassment accusation that he had and the settlement that he dealt with in the past. So, yes, I do like to talk about political news, but I'm a doctor, so you all want to hear, I'm hoping you all want to hear my opinion on certain medical political news. And I really think we're at the point where we're going to have two choices. And the two choices are, do we want health care for everybody, cheap health care, and we're willing to go with bare basics and bare bottom? Or are we going to want the fancy healthcare, like chemotherapy, transplants, et cetera, and then deal with the high cost of insurance? All right? It's really that simplified. I mean, I know the Healthcare Act is 2,200 pages. I know, you know, people are going back and forth politically in the debates, and that's what's going to happen in this next election. But it really comes down to this. If we want to address the healthcare issue, you need to just divide it up into two. All right? People that want bare bones, right? And it'd be cheap. Or if you don't want bare bones, you want some of the fancy medications and fancy treatments, it's going to be expensive. Now, the problem is less and less people are able to afford insurance. So we're having more and more people uninsured, which, again, hurts the country in terms of them being sick and passing on diseases and illnesses, et cetera. So what the government wants to do is have affordable, fancy insurance. And I don't think they're going to be able to do that. I don't think so. You know, we were talking about Steve Jobs the hour before with his pancreatic cancer. He had liver transplant. He had chemotherapy, radiation. Even though he did alternative medicine, he still ended up having conventional medicine. Multi-thousand-dollar workup, possibly even into the millions. Okay? That insurance company did not break even on that one. Let me just say that. So that insurance company, hopefully, is making their money from the other subscribers to the policies. Now, I mean, if you want a workup like Steve Jobs had, or a workup like Michael Douglas had when he had throat cancer, okay, don't expect that your health insurance is only going to cost $100 to $200 a month. It won't. It won't. So those of us that are okay with bare bones and minimum and, you know, we'll get the one plan, those of us that want the fancy stuff are going to have to pay out the butt. That's just the way it's going to be. All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, October 31st, 2011. Gold opened this morning at $1,724.30. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,766.95, $883.47 for a half ounce, or $441.74 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,766.95, $883.47, and $441.74.
Gold isn't for you? Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, and I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed the government is doing a great job, the Fed will stop handing out trillions like bailout candy, but that's not what's happening. If all looks rosy, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked while gold has risen 1,600%. Savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. Call 800-686-2237. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com, the main name in military supply.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com, gourmet emergency food at the best price.
You have storable food, filtered water, even shelter, but do you have a way to start a fire immediately? Now you can with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. So just add water to your survival food and enjoy a hot meal in no time. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire and even starts right on top of snow or water or in any severe weather, even 40-mile-per-hour crosswinds. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com. A must for any preparedness kit, InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy with a 30-year shelf life, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack, or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to Instafire.com, spelled I-N-S-T-A-Fire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. Instafire.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Dahlia Show. This is Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I had been gone for the last few days in Dallas. There was a radio meeting, a new media talk seminar. Basically, the talk radio people get together, program directors, hosts, talent, engineers, just, you know, and network syndicators. I mean, anybody in the business or who wants to get into the business went to the seminar. It was Al Peterson's. The Talkers Magazine had a seminar the week before. And I know some of you are like, all right, well, Dahlia, we don't really care where you went, you know, on a pseudo vacation. Yes, I had fun. I had fun. It was still a working meeting, but it was interesting because, of course, we talked about the economy a lot. And in multiple sessions, we're talking about the radio industry, and the radio industry took a huge hit, just like all the industries, the medical industry, which is what I also went through. I took a hit really in both because I'm in both industries. I got hit both sides. Boom, boom. I got double punched. All right. And, you know, one of the speakers, David Bernstein Talent Agency, you know, he had brought up, he goes, look, you want to take a chance whenever you're in a job, okay, whether it be radio or any other job. You want to make sure you take chances. If you always play it safe, right, and you're in a job for 10 years and you get fired, you have nothing to show for it. You know, yet if you take chances and you get fired in 9 to 10 years or whenever you get fired, at least you have something you could say you did. Right. And, you know, he said, look, you're going to get fired. I mean, that's just what happens in radio or in, you know, many of these companies. And, you know, even though, you know, some people giggled and some people are probably thinking, oh, that was pessimistic. He's right. I mean, I've worked in the restaurant industry. I've worked in the government. I've worked in I don't know how many different industries. And they're right. There's not a lot of job security. I mean, in the olden days, you'd work for a company, get to the point where you could get a pension, then you get to retire, you know, and then as decades passed, people would get fired right before their pension. Now there doesn't seem to be any pensions, or your 401s don't seem to mean much anymore if you even get one. And, you know, older people that make more money get fired for younger, cheaper people to move in. And so, you know, it was, even though we were joking around, we were positive, there was kind of a very somber air, you know, during this meeting, because we've known many people to leave. I mean, in fact, we got news today that two very, very good high-up executives, which I believed were, you know, basically kind of steadfast in their position, left, whether they quit or whatnot, hasn't been made known. But, you know, we're looking at two people on the panel that were there over the weekend, you know, that already we found news that they left today. I don't want to go into names, but I got to tell you, I mean, these industries are so dynamic, just so dynamic. And I think it's really frustrating for us, because us as humans, we're still animals. And whether you're the male animal or the female animal, we like to nest. We like to have a home. We like to have our shelter. We like to nest. We like to put away food, store food for the winter, and we like to make sure our offspring is going to be healthy and can be productive, etc. And it just seems to me, and not only because of the recession, I mean, this even started before the recession, that now somebody being with a company for 10 years is a rarity. Do you notice that? Most people are with a company for a few years. And that doesn't make sense to me, because I thought you start out in the company, like in the mailroom, and then you move away, you move up and you keep moving up, or, you know, and you just grow, and then later you become vice president of that company, et cetera. Or, you know, if you're a lawyer, you're a clerk, and then you move up to assistant lawyer and junior or whatnot, and then later become a partner. I just always thought that's the way it goes. And I'm finding it's not. I'm finding a lot of companies, when they want to fill their higher management positions, they take it from the outside. So people that have been putting years of work into that company basically get pooped on. I mean, you know, same thing with radio. There's been some phenomenal talent in my field, in the radio field. And I think everybody who's syndicated and who's out there, I've listened to almost all of their shows, I'm impressed. But one subject that was brought up in this meeting, you know, with radio is, you know, I'm not seeing people, this gentleman had stood up and said, I'm not seeing people that are being grown from within. I'm seeing people from the outside, whether it's TV or something else, be grabbed and put into syndication. And they've gotten to go into syndication quicker than those of us that have been in the field for years. Now, I didn't realize, but I probably am included in one of those. You know, I'm a family physician. I have an MD. I decided to go into radio. Now, I feel like I've started from the beginning. I started from the bottom. You know, I mean, I am lucky that it's only taken me a few years. So true, I did speed up. I probably sped up through the process quicker than others. And, you know, I do feel a little bad about that. But, you know, I still feel like I started from the beginning and I worked my way up. But it's a good point that he made, that many times, you know, in these fields, you know, we've seen this with Hollywood. Somebody is the son or the daughter or the nephew, and then they get to be a big star. Yet you have been waiting tables and, you know, working for free and doing, you know, two-bit roles are sometimes spinning your wheels. And so I think we may have to attack the way we approach jobs and approach our advancement in careers much differently than the way we did decades before, where you sit there and you put in your dues. If you put in your dues, something's going to happen. What you may want to do is, while you're putting in your dues, make sure you have some other coals in the fire working in other places. You know, maybe don't put all your eggs in one basket. And I apologize, you know, for all these, you know, cliches that I'm using. But I really think you need to, because I'm seeing too many people crushed. You know, they think they're at the top of their game. They think they're at the top of their company. Budget cuts have to be made and you get canned. So if you have been working your butt off in a company, making as much, you know, getting advancements, getting promotions because you're doing a good job, once you hit a certain salary, you're a target. So it makes people think, what's the point? Should I just lay low for 20 years? No, you shouldn't lay low for 20 years. You should build. We all want to build. That's in our human nature. We want to build. And to think that when you get to the top, you're going to get knocked down because you're at the top really changes our whole thinking. So how should we do things? Should we half-ass it? No, we shouldn't half-ass it. I say you do a good job and you take your chances, but don't put all your eggs in one basket in that one company. Have a home business starting. Maybe do some blogging if you're into journalism. Maybe write a book. But maybe have a few things going on and working. Because I'm just noticing we are getting shocked over and over and over again because we aren't realizing the society we're in. I don't know what the statistics are, but I'm going to venture the average person works 5 years at a company at a time. And actually, that may be an over, maybe I should say three. I think that's an overestimate. Now, this could also be true with different parts of the country. You know, here I am on the West Coast. I live in Las Vegas. We have the casino business. So, yeah, maybe there's a lot more of a turnover because of Las Vegas. But from what I'm hearing in New York and Florida, et cetera, this is what's happening. It's kind of scary. It's kind of scary. Because if your average lifespan in a company is 3 years, you know, your body doesn't quit aging. You know, yeah, you can hop from job to job every 3 years, but eventually you may be considered too old to hire. So my recommendation is just come up with something. Do something on the, number one, do something on the side for fun. Make sure it's legal, but do something on the side for fun. But number two, start creating something else or educate yourself. Okay. Go back to school, maybe take night classes. So if that does happen, you put yourself higher up in the applicant pool. But we need to think differently. All right, and I didn't get this. I didn't learn this. I'm not, you know, reverberating what was just or rehashing what was, you know, taught to me at the conference. I mean, what I saw at the conference was, you know, some people who I thought were going to be in their field for years aren't in the field anymore as of today. You know, and that's what I saw. And I just realized it today that we need to look at the economy, look at our jobs completely different. Still have good work ethic, you know, still do a good job, but don't think you're going to be at a company for 10, 20 years. It may not happen. Hopefully you have a good company. Hopefully you have a great boss. Hopefully you can advance and later become a VP in that. And good for you. I hope it does happen. But don't have that as an expectation. Expect the unexpected. All right, when we come back, more medical news and today's headlines on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx? When I travel, I use WebEx for face-to-face meetings with clients online. We share documents and presentations, and they know, even though I'm not in the office, I'm always available to them. WebEx is awesome.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco.
WEBEX.com.
Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no social security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret the credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-460-5733. 1-800-460-5733. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-460-5733 today.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, speaking of the economy, there's a woman, 79 years old, finally checks out of a hotel after staying there 10 years. All right? She is the longest guest Marriott has ever had. All right. Her name is Joy Bricker. She first stayed in room 202 at Town Place Suites by Marriott at Falls Church, Virginia on August 4th, 2001 and only moved out last week. All right. She was a pilot and she lost her husband Glenn to cancer 10 years ago and soon afterwards was offered a job at the Department of Housing and Urban Development. All right. She jumped at the opportunity. Then what happened? I'm reading this. Okay. So she had gone into the hotel. I believe she was paying $139 a night. It was a 500-square-foot two-bedroom suite. And she found out that it was actually cheaper than most of the apartments available for rent in the Washington area. Oh, so she was actually working and commuting from this hotel. And she said there was free Wi-Fi, free cable television, freshly washed sheets, daily cleaned room, continental breakfast, around-the-clock security. She's got a point. $139 a night. I got to look at that. I got to calculate that. Well, wait a second. Okay, so let's say if it's $100 a night times 30 days, that, oh, no, that's three. That's good. No, that's still too expensive. Really? Apartments are $3,000, $4,000 a month? Oh, no, no, no. Okay, never mind. I was going to say, wait a second. If you think about it, the hotel, you got free power, you got security, you got parking, you got, no, no, no. All right, so she just checked out of a hotel. Wow. Wow, can you imagine living? I could not live in a hotel. I need my own house. I need my animals. I need, All right, let's talk about some medical headlines today. All right, so we're talking about licorice earlier today and black licorice. Apparently the FDA says if you are over 40 years old, you need to be very careful about black licorice. If you eat more than 2 ounces of the candy every day for 2 weeks, okay, which is a lot, it can cause your potassium levels to drop. Now, low potassium, which is the salt in your body, could cause you to have heart arrhythmias or abnormal heart rhythms. Abnormal heart rhythms could cause you to die. They say you could also start getting fluid overload, go into congestive heart failure, all from black licorice. And we've talked about this. I don't know why you're eating black licorice. It's the worst tasting candy. It shouldn't even be called candy. I think it's disgusting. But I know some of you like your black licorice. Okay. Just don't eat a lot of it. All right, because that could be a problem. All right, I know. Oh, my gosh. My kids are trick-or-treating right now. It's my first Halloween. I'm missing with them. But maybe it's good because I'm on a diet. I'm trying to lose weight. And usually I am picking through their Halloween bag. Now, see, what stinks, though, is they're going to now pick through it and give me their bag of Dum-Dums when they come home. And so I'm going to have to just, take Dum-Dums. Not that I'm really happy with that. All right, we were talking about Herman Cain. And the accusations. Now, for those of you that haven't heard, I'm sure you have, two women in the past accused him of sexually suggestive behavior while he led the National Restaurant Association. All right? And the complaints were resolved with monetary settlements. Now, from what I understand, he said that the two women accused actually retracted what they said he did, which is interesting. But, again, I haven't seen, there's been conflicting reports. From what I understand, settlements are very, very common in this type of situation where, the company that you work for, the company you're with decides to do the settlement, make everybody happy. But we spent a good amount of time in the first hour of tonight's show going through how to prevent being accused of sexual harassment if you aren't doing it. Okay, and now we've talked about sexual harassment many times on the show, and for any of you that have ever been sexually harassed, I do sympathize with you. It's happened to me. It could be very, very frustrating. It could, cause a lot of psychological trauma, and so I don't want to invalidate anyone's feelings or history or past. However, the truth of the matter is there are many people, usually men, that get accused in doing sexual I don't want to say assault, but well, I mean that too, but sexual harassment and sexually explicit gestures, etc., which could come back to haunt you. That's why they call it sexually suggestive behavior. And there's lots of things that count, hand gestures, blowing kisses at people, sticking your tongue out. You know how many times you guys stick your tongue out, right? Don't be doing that. Not to a coworker, no. No, you can't be doing that kind of stuff. The dirty jokes. We talked about the dirty jokes. All right? A rabbi, a gynecologist, and a priest are all in a bathtub. You can't do that. You can't do that kind of stuff at work. You can't be sending emails that have dirty pictures. You can't be looking at porn at work. All these things are considered sexually suggestive behavior. You could lose your job, get sued, right? Never be able to work again. And what's very interesting, we even talked about giving somebody the bird. That's considered sexually suggestive behavior. Well, if that's the case, I've been then, sexually harassed every day I go to work because I get the finger all the time when I drive to work. All right. You need to really stop and think. And even though she's your best buddy and you guys work in the same cubicle and you've been working together for 3-4 years, remember what I said about the average lifespan of the company. Okay. All right. She could turn on you or vice versa. Ladies, you could be, saying something suggestive to your male counterpart, or they have just as much of a case. Just because they're a guy doesn't mean you can play with them like that. All right. Two of you vying for the same promotion. One of you gets it. The other one could get mad. Think of, all right, well, he did this. He did this. He sent me these emails. Do we have a case? You get fired. She gets a job. Right? Just think before you talk. Think before, and don't get drunk with your coworkers, because that's usually when it happens. You're flirting, you're touching each other, you're talking about subjects that you wouldn't talk about at work. That's going to be used against you. You have to think. You have to be careful. You know, even your zipper. All right? You know, I remember we were taught in school, guys, when you come out of the bathroom, zip up your zipper. Because if somebody thinks you left your zipper down on purpose, again, sexually suggestive behavior. Is this ridiculous? I think this is ridiculous. I don't like how this world is going. I love getting those dirty jokes and, you know, I love the banter. I think that stuff is funny. You know, I do. I don't do it. You know, I mean, I've completely filtered all my emails because I don't want something to accidentally go to somebody else and somebody say I sent it. You know, so I don't see those anymore. I mean, I don't really need to. I mean, I think I've heard every joke, right? You know, I think after a while it gets old. You know, but sometimes that stuff is funny. I mean, for example, there's a picture, and I don't want you guys to sue me, all right? But, oh, my gosh, I think I have it in my Facebook. I'm not sure. No, maybe I didn't post it because, again, I didn't want to get in trouble. But there was a weatherman, a meteorologist, explaining the weather. And he was pointing to the southwest, or no, the southeast. And the area of rain and moisture was colored a certain color. And it was kind of in a phallic symbol. It didn't mean to be. I don't think they did that on purpose. But you see him pointing, and it's been floating around the internet. And when you look at it, it kind of looks funny. I mean, it really can't be mistaken for any other body part. All right, so everybody laughs, all innocent. You send that to somebody, boom, sexually suggestive behavior. You can be hit with a suit. So I don't know what to tell you guys, but that's the world we're in. We talked about Clarence Thomas, right? When he was, I think it was lunch. He was out to lunch with one of his colleagues or secretaries. I forget. Right? There was a hair in the drink. You know when you pull out a hair, right? You always show it to people when you pull out a hair, whether it's a long blonde hair or something. Well, he pulled out a hair and he goes, well, this is gross. This is probably pubic or something. Right? Boom. He got in trouble. And it's just, we really have to watch what we say. Everything. I mean, down to the wire. And, I mean, maybe it's good because maybe some of you guys are really saying inappropriate things, and girls too. Maybe we do need to clean it up a little bit, but just really think first, okay? When we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LASIG. With LASIG e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LASIG.com, spelled LECIG.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LASIG e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, E-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
See what my kids brought me here. What do we got? Oh, please, no dum-dums. Crunch, Skittles. What's this? Dum-dum. Oh, come on. Starburst. I'm looking here. What is this? This is interesting. It's a trick-or-treat for UNICEF. Did you guys see this? It says United States Funds. So I think what it does, I don't know if there's money in here. Sorry, but, oh, there's candy in here, and instead, I guess you turn around and you donate. That's kind of a nice thing to do. Mounds and Almond Joy. Almond Joy's got nuts, Mounds don't, with all that cream and chocolate. Well, okay, wait a second. And then there's black licorice. Oh, hell to the no. Now, wait a second, I'm still looking at the candy here. What it says, this is more dum-dums. You know, when somebody buys dum-dums, you know what? Okay, I'm sorry. I'm not trying to rip on dum-dums because I got to tell you, when I'm craving something sweet, dum-dums are nice. But you know what that tells me? They're too cheap to buy the real chocolate stuff. You know, because I know the dum-dum candy is cheaper. Skittles, Halloween, Heath Bar, Twix, Hershey's. All right, they did good. Boys, you did good. You could go on break. You could go on break. All right, I'm going to eat this as soon as my show is over. All right. Okay. Oh, I can't believe Halloween is almost over. Okay. All right. Okay, so let's go through some more medical headlines. Let me see what's going on here. Oh, yeah. Okay, so we talked about a daily dose of cholesterol medication for those of us with breast cancer that are hopefully preventing a relapse can cut it by 30%. 30%. So what they found is they looked at thousands of women. These were Danish women who had breast cancer, had been cured, all right, and they saw that 30% had less of a relapse if they took the daily cholesterol medication Zocor, which is simvastatin. That's also in Vytorin. By the way, Vytorin and simvastatin was in the news today because they found that those medicines help people with chronic kidney disease. So, you know, I know a lot of you aren't really too happy with the cholesterol medication. You get mad at me because, you know, you want me to tell you to take the red rice yeast. And even though I'm for diet and exercise and trying to do without medication, I got to tell you, I am really, really impressed with these statin medications. So that's kind of some good stuff. All right. Now, also interesting in the news, scientists make human blood protein from rice. Now, this is, we're talking like rice, like when you eat rice, like arroz con pollo rice, that kind of rice. Scientists at a Chinese university said Monday they could use rice to make albumin. Albumin is a protein found in human blood that's used for treating burns, traumatic shock, liver disease, etc. You know, you can lose a lot of blood, you can lose a lot of fluids, but you need the protein, kind of the meat of the blood. We can't just give you fluid. You know, sometimes you actually need blood, or we'll even give you albumin. All right, now they say the findings could lead to a breakthrough in the production of this, which typically, of course, comes from human blood donations. When you want blood protein, and it looks like the demand is about 500 tons per year, you know, if they're able to actually produce it out of rice, they said they tested the rice-made protein in rats with liver cirrhosis, which is basically, sorry about all the candy wrappers. Everybody's in the studio now eating candy, and they're eating it in front of me, and I can't eat and another dum-dum. I don't want the dum-dum. Damn it, no dum-dums. All right, jeez. Oh, wait, no, it says dum-dum on there. I don't want that. I'm trying to talk about rice. Everybody's eating their candy in the studio. I know it's Halloween, but I still got to work. All right, and people are trying to listen here. This is ridiculous. Okay, so basically when they gave it to rats who had liver cirrhosis, a common condition, of course, you know, people get liver cirrhosis, especially if they drink, they found similar outcomes to treatment than with actual human-derived serum albumin. So basically, the man-made stuff did as well as the albumin they get through the blood. That is pretty cool stuff. Okay, remember, we've been talking about healthcare and how expensive things are. If they could actually make this stuff out of rice, you know, we're not supposed to be eating that much rice. I know we like rice. I love rice. I love rice pilaf, wild rice. We're not supposed to be eating that much rice because it increases our glycemic index. So instead, if they could use rice to make blood, pretty cool stuff. They said large-scale planting of genetically modified rice fields that could produce enough seed for mass production of the protein also raises environmental and food supply contamination concerns, since rice is not a major world food staple. They also say rice is a largely self-pollinating crop. All right. Pointing to previous studies. All right. You know, self-pollinating. I had to use that term. We were talking about, sex drive and, you know, on this subject, we talk about sex and we talked about masturbation and issues with that. And so, I had to keep it clean, call it self-pollination, even though that's not really the term, because pollination is where you actually, you know, pollinate and able to produce progeny from that. So maybe, yeah, we'll come up with another word. We'll come up with another term. Okay. All right. So anyway, rice and blood. All right. Sounds good. Fascinating stuff. All right. Let's talk about this intruder. This is good, guys. This is good. All right. You guys need to listen to this. All right. There's an intruder. And I'm sorry. I got all this Halloween candy now on my lap, and I'm not sharing. Sorry, Kyle. No Halloween candy for you. I got this whole bag to myself. All right. Intruder was not unconscious after being caught watching TV in a family's home. All right. So this guy breaks into a family's home in Oregon. Okay. And then he actually starts watching TV. There was something on the television that obviously caught his eye. So he starts watching it. All right. So what happened is another family member came into the room, sees him standing in front of the TV. And so he basically punches him and knocks him unconscious. Okay. Police said he was taken to the hospital to be treated for injuries before being booked. He's 32 years old and now facing charges of criminal trespass. All right. He had told the family that it was Halloween and the doormat in front of their house says welcome. Okay, listen. Just because a doormat says welcome in front of the house doesn't mean you get to enter. No, okay? You will still be thrown in jail. And actually, it turned out that the mat did not say welcome. It was blank. What kind of a stupid excuse is that? Yeah, we had a welcome mat. It said welcome. No, that doesn't mean you get to walk right in. So basically, walk right in. He was watching TV, even though he was supposedly, from what I understand, supposed to burglarize the house. Now, I was talking about this on Facebook. You know, we actually have Glee or something always running. You know, the kids always forget to shut the TV off. But maybe, you know, if you really want to stop a burglar dead in his tracks, maybe have, you know, a porn station go on continually or something. I mean, if you really think about it, nobody walks by a TV screen that's having porn and doesn't notice it. I mean, you know, sometimes people walk by a game if they're not really into the game. You know, I always stop and look at the game, but, you know, some people don't. Or, you know, the home shopping network, that, not a lot of people. But if you think about it, if you have a porn movie playing while you're gone from the house or while you're in the house, okay, make sure the kids don't look at it, and somebody breaks in, you think someone's going to break in, they're going to probably stop and watch. Then you could take them down. I know, call 911. I know. It's a thought. It's a thought. Okay. All right, now this is kind of sad. This was a couple who had a young child, David. It was a baby boy who was born 2 months early at his grandmother's home. And the baby boy needed medical care. And this was a family who was of a certain controversial Oregon faith healing church. It's this faith healing church in Oregon. And what they do is they pray and they rub oil. So they rubbed oil on this newborn and they prayed and the baby died. Well, they've now been sentenced to 75 months in prison and 3 years of probation. Now, apparently this isn't the first time this has happened. I mean, not so much for this couple, but apparently this church, you know, is a pretty prominent church, and there are many people that it's called Followers of Christ Church. It was founded in the 1890s in Kansas and moved to Oregon City in the 1940s. They say the devout followers firmly believe that the power of prayer and the laying of hands, where ministers lay their hands on believers while praying, can cure illnesses. It's thought that some of the followers secretly visit traditional doctors, but have found out they're likely to find themselves ostracized. This boy died quickly, and they say no evidence of medical care would have saved him, but still, they're going to jail. All right, scary stuff. All right, guys, I will be back tomorrow with more on the Dr. Dahlia Show. You all be safe, and don't forget to brush your teeth after eating Halloween candy. Y'all, bye.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.